Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is CEO of Volunteering Australia, Adrian Picconi, and we are going to talk about the significance that volunteers do for each of our communities. Good day, Adrian.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thank you, and thank you for your time.
Thanks.
5.8 million Australians engage in volunteering activities and programs throughout the country, is that correct?
Yeah. It's an extraordinary number, isn't it? And often I actually think that that's really just the tip of the iceberg because that's really just the volunteering that we know about. And really that's just about formal volunteering. So a lot of volunteering that happens informally or, you know, that's more kind of part of what the normal things that people do often doesn't get captured by the ABS.
Because a lot of people, when they say the best way to get actively involved in your communities or to know people is through volunteering, isn't it?
Absolutely. So many benefits from volunteering. It is, you know, it's about actually being engaged in the community. And, you know, I think it sort of sits at the core of all of us humans who really we want to make a difference in the world and we want to do something that really helps our community. But, yeah, I mean, the benefits of volunteering are for the community. They're obviously for the organisation and the recipient of the volunteering, but they're also for the volunteers themselves. It actually feels really good to volunteer.
And $290 billion.
Yeah, that's a huge number, isn't it? And really that takes into account not just the cost replacement value of volunteering, but the cost benefit. So as I said, you know, so the ripple effect of volunteering is absolutely enormous. And that dollar figure is quite staggering, isn't it? Volunteers are so much entwined into the very fabric of our community. You know, they're so much a part of our emergency services work, our education work, our arts and heritage work, the environment, as well as community welfare. Sometimes we don't even notice the acts of kindness or the donations of time that go around us every day. But I think we would really feel the effects if volunteers decided to down tools today too.
And the first people that we see as volunteers are those in our communities because they're the ones that help us. I remember people helping me settle when I was in Australia, first time I moved to Australia.
Yeah.
They teach you the ropes, where to go, what to do, and how to understand the differences, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes I think it's like almost like volunteers sort of provide the human element. You know, as paid staff, sometimes we're too busy or trying to reach our targets or our KPIs, but we forget how important it is for that human-to-human contact. And, you know, I hear so many stories from people who are on the receiving end of volunteering and just what the difference it makes to people's lives and how important it is to be, you know, to have those acts of kindness and be touched by another human being in that sort of way. It really does make a huge difference.
From our communities, there are also a lot of organizations that rely on volunteers, big organizations. And for them to be able to run efficiently and run well, like a well-oiled machine, they have to undergo training.
Yeah, and actually, look, this morning we just held an event at Parliament House and we invited a lot of politicians to come along and also a number of volunteers to come and tell their stories to the politicians. So I think it's really important for them to be sharing the value that they contribute to the community. And one of the volunteers that was there was from SES, the Emergency Service, and he was telling me that just in the ACT alone, there are 8 paid staff members in the SES and 230 volunteers. And when you start to think about, you know, who's going to actually save you if you're lost in the bush or, you know, if come and help you clean up after a tree's blown over or help you, you know, escape from a road accident, it's going to be the SES and it's going to be volunteers. And that's a pretty important contribution that they make.
And these people, the SES volunteers, are able to act fast, think fast and move quickly because they've got the proper training.
That's exactly right. And that's so important. And I guess one of the roles that certainly organisations like Volunteering Australia, but more like more those volunteer organisations at the local level, we call them volunteering support services, that's one of the roles that they have, is that they actually help to train volunteers they help to make sure that those volunteers are well looked after and valued, and that they're safe, that they've got insurance and police checks and all the things that we need to ensure that people are safe in this day and age. But yeah, I mean, some volunteer roles, of course, need a lot of training, particularly those emergency service organisations, and others, of course, need less training. You can just kind of come in for a day or two and then go back out again. And I think that's the thing about volunteering, is it just cuts across every sector, you know, pretty well anything you're interested in, there's a volunteer role out there.
But of course, to be able to do this, we need funding.
We do need funding. We need funding and we need investment. And certainly a key message for Volunteering Australia this year is we really want the government to take volunteering seriously, the volunteer workforce seriously, and recognise the not just the social but the economic contribution that they make, and to make an investment in volunteering so that we can actually support it to grow and to flourish in a sustainable way.
And there have been funds that have been redirected, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, so currently what's happening is we have some funding that comes through the Department of Social Services. It's called the Strengthening Communities Program, and that funds volunteering support services across the country, about 35 volunteering support services across the country, and the state and territory volunteering peaks. And one of their key roles is to help people find volunteering. So when somebody puts up their hands and says they want to volunteer, not everybody knows where to start. These volunteering support services will help those people to find a volunteer role that suits them. They'll work with organisations that involve volunteers, and they'll help them find new volunteers, so help them with their recruitment strategies and the way they go about finding volunteers, and also work with them on the way that they look after their volunteers, because of course, for so many organisations, they're so reliant on volunteers that it's really important that they maintain a good volunteer workforce. So these are really critical organisations right across the country that are sort of holding volunteering up, if you like, and making sure that it happens in a safe and effective way.
If I'm not mistaken, next year a bit of the funding will be...
Yes, yeah, so that funding has actually undergone, or it's about to undergo, a restructure. We had that announcement sort of a couple of months ago. And under the restructure, the new grants will be called the Strong and Resilient Community Grants, and that's it's called SARC for short. And those grants, under those grants, volunteering support services won't be funding, so there won't be that investment in the volunteering infrastructure. Those services will be forced to compete against many, many other programs within the community. Some of the volunteering support services, of course, may be successful, others won't. But I guess what we're really worried about is that we really believe that there needs to be that infrastructure that supports effective volunteering.
And that you alone have to compete for the limited resources as well.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So
yeah.
What can we do as ordinary citizens?
We would love you to help us with our petition. We have a petition on the Volunteering Australia website at the moment. If you go online to volunteeringaustralia.org, you'll see all the information about the campaign, but also about the petition. Yes, we'd really love people to sign the petition and share it. It's going to be presented in the Senate by Senator Louise Pratt in June, and really a demonstration and calling upon government to invest in the people, really, in helping people to lead engaged and fulfilled lives, and supporting our community.
The 8th till the 14th of May is National Volunteer Week.
Correct, yep. And really a time to step back, have a think about all the volunteering, maybe all the volunteering you do yourself, but certainly all the volunteering that's going on around us, and an opportunity to say thank you to the volunteers.
It doesn't have to be a big one.
It really doesn't. I think sometimes we do get caught up in the big acts, the ones we see in the paper. But, you know, I really am a strong believer that those small acts of kindness that may even just make a difference for one person are still just as important and just as significant, and really need to be encouraged.
Thanks very much, Adrienne Piccone, CEO of Volunteering Australia, and thank you for all the work that you do.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.